depending on the drive length. No, but we're having a great time. We've been fortunate to go on a handful of good long tours this summer and exploring new parts of the country, so that's all good.
And that was mostly back east and kind of a little bit down into the south a little bit?
Yeah, we ventured a little into the Midwest, and then we just went crazy on this tour and went all the way out west.
Well, we're really glad that you made it back to Sandpoint. It's always fun. Last night you played at the 219.
Yep.
Who showed up?
Oh, many people, high school teachers and friends and people from Switzerland, people from all reaches of my life.
So it was a big home reunion moment in time. But you're also playing a whole bunch of other venues here in this area. Evans Brothers tomorrow night.
Yep.
Tonight, where are you?
Tonight we're playing at the Bartlett in Spokane for any folks in that area with Little Wolf, which is Justin Landis and Josh Hedlund. So it'll be a good time.
Yep. What is that venue like? Is it a pretty cool venue?
It's amazing. I've only been in there once, but it's beautiful. It's only a few years old. They just did an amazing job renovating the space. They put a lot of care into everything they do there, so I'm really excited. They've done a great job with the Bartlett.
And on Sunday then again, up at Schweitzer for their, whatever that's called, the Fall Fest,
yeah,
I think it's called. And then you're going to go over to the coast, Portland and Hood River, mm-hmm. and then back to the Pearl Theater up in Bonner's Ferry on the next Friday, actually, week from today.
Yeah, I believe it's on the 8th. Yeah, I'm excited. I've never been to the Pearl, but I've just heard wonderful things about it, so mm-hmm. very excited.
And so you're going to, after this, you're going to drive down to Spokane and tune up for your show down there at the Bartlett.
Yep.
Yeah, we might get a Joel's burrito before.
You know, that is the most important thing you can possibly do today. Besides, why don't we hear a tune? Because the Honeysuckle, Holly, Ben, and Chris, I just want to hear your music. So tell us about the song you've picked to play first and a little bit about it.
Sure. This song's called Vagabond, and it's one that I wrote before we became Honeysuckle, when I was touring out on the road with Cedar and Boyer and some other groups. But they really bring a new life to the song, so we like playing it.
Saying you don't know anything at all about us. You don't know anything at all about us.
Right. More Honeysuckle in the studios of KRFY. And we have someone in the other room clapping. but we couldn't hear him clap because he's in a sound studio. That was Jack. And wow, that was a great song, Vagabond. I always like hearing that one.
Thank you
for playing it. And one of the things I was thinking about is every time we see you here, things have changed a little bit. What's changed? And what's new? What's coming up?
I have glasses now. It turns out I cannot safely or legally operate a vehicle without them, so that was a good change.
I actually like them. They make you look distinguished.
Yep. Thank you. I needed something to help me in that area. we're working on a new record as well. We're going to have a new full length out October 5th called Catacombs. And I'd hoped to have it ready for this tour, but just means we'll have to come back. So, that's a big development. Just touring a lot more. I cut Chris's hair the other day. That's slightly new.
It doesn't look like it. It must have been really big.
Oh, yeah.
It was getting out of control. So the big hair. A needed change.
How about for you, Ben?
Lots of things are different for me. I didn't sign a lease this year, so I've been bouncing around.
You're so couch
pretty
surfing?
Much every day is different, new adventure in the car. Same car, different place out of three possible places to be. So,
last time you were here, you were in other bands too. Is that still part of your?
That's true.
Yeah, we play with a bunch of other people.
The other band that we were in isn't a band anymore.
Oh, yeah,
although we're both playing with other bands as well.
That's just how it goes, isn't it?
Yeah, you have to diversify your income, is what I hear.
That's how it works, huh?
Yeah.
And how is that? I just kind of follow all the different venues that you play at, and I'm hoping, because I think you deserve it, to be really making it financially in this crazy music world. It's really different than it ever was before, and I'm not sure what the key is, but I know fans play an important part. And that's part of why we want you on the radio, because I know people are listening that love you. So you're just keeping your fans informed. Social media is crucial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We try.
And posting those songs as you get them, I think you posted one recently, possibly Ben's new song. Mm-hmm. That really helps, too. It keeps us all connected. I'm going, I can't wait till they come to Sandpoint. I want to hear those. So.
Yeah.
And tell us a little bit about what you're going to do at Evans Brothers on Saturday night. Starts at 7:30.
It starts at 7:30. Yeah, we're playing with Harold's IGA. I'm wearing one of their T-shirts right now. So we're going to maybe try to jam with them a little bit, but also play a lot of our new material. It's Chris's birthday that day, so that'll add to the extra fun. I think there's going to be a food truck out there, which is awesome.
Pizza?
Pizza, I believe, yes.
That's good pizza.
Yeah.
Mandala.
Oh, yeah, I haven't had it before, but I'm hearing good things. It should just be a really good time. We love playing the 219, but that was a little more of our rock show, I guess.
You rocked out.
We're just looking forward to a nice, intimate show with some new tunes and some old ones. And hopefully we'll force ourselves to collaborate with Harold's maybe a little too.
That would be fun. You know, last week, Anna Tivel and Marshall McLean played a house concert at Evans Brothers. What a great place to play music. And I always love hearing Anna Tivel. She's like such a good songwriter.
Yeah.
And Marshall just topped it off, you know.
Yeah.
And the big question is, what kind of cake is Chris going to get for his birthday? What's your favorite
imaginary
cake?
One?
Oh,
cheesecake?
No, you don't know.
Cheesecake?
He likes like Reese's peanut. He loves chocolate.
Okay.
But chocolate peanut butter elements, we got to figure it out.
Well, while we're thinking about what kind of cake Chris wants for his birthday on Saturday night, and you're playing at Evans Brothers starting at 7:30 with Harold's IGA, let's hear another song. This is really fun.
This is one of Ben's songs. It's called Pigeons.
It's a song I wrote about eating cake. One.
Sometimes these nights will end in front of me. Sleeping in our coats, our throats are suddenly. We can see where our knees hit the road. Running free through the empty tree grove. build his bed small so he could sleep alone. High above the pigeons and the telephones, out at sea where the cedar boats roll. Down the breeze from the places we've known, he believes that the circles do flow. Round his head leaned against the window. All I've become is the sum of everyone, and our feet grow tired. Lonely is the standard. All of what I've seen of your dancing on the screen, still I do believe we may be better strangers. I know life ain't lonely but lonesome, and I'd spread my love like fire if I owned some. Then one day I would take your fingers from these cheeks that grin to speak these wrong words. And while their skin is still tied round their bones, then we'll see how the leaves blow tumbling from the holes in concrete streets we live in, that we tripped inside while we were fumbling with all your keys so we could let you back in. All I've become is a monger for the sunlight through the cracks and walls. Lonely is the standard. All of what I've seen of your dancing so obscene, still I do believe we may be better strangers.
Wow, that was excellent.
Thank you.
Pigeon, written by Ben Burns and performed by Honeysuckle. And we are live in the studios of KRFY at 88.5. And we're really happy. I'm really happy. I feel like I'm the lucky person here. I get to just stand here and listen to this music. So thank you so much for coming in too. And thanks for coming back to Sandpoint. Holly, you'll probably always come back to Sandpoint.
Oh, as long as they'll let me.
I think everyone's really excited that you're back. And once again, you're playing in Spokane tonight, but then Saturday night at Evans Brothers.
Yeah.
But if you can't go to the Saturday night one, go down to Bartlett tonight. That's always fun.
Yeah.
So, Chris, let's talk to you a little bit.
Sure.
So what's it like playing with these two?
It's pretty great.
Yeah?
Yeah. It's we have a good musical relationship. It's very easy to come up with stuff and get a good feel for where a song is going pretty fast.
That's what I really can hear from even just how you play. You're kind of in tune with each other and kind of know. Do you write songs too?
I did a lot a while ago, maybe like high school. Now I'm kind of coming back into it.
Mm-hmm. So you both, you all three graduated from the Berklee School of Music, and so, right? Kind of, almost. And moving in that direction always. What is the future hold? I mean, if you could look into a magic ball, or whatever those are called, crystal ball, and you could say, this is what I want to have happen, what would you like to see happen
as you
evolve?
We just started working with a booking agent, so hopefully that means we'll be more. Well, we're pretty nearly full time with the music, but hopefully that'll push us over into that edge. Not that I like my job, but you know, I like this music job also. But yeah, if we can just keep making it work better and better. I mean, incrementally each year, I see it getting a little better. But you know, if we can get to that point someday where we're playing, you know, nice festivals in the summer and, you know, intimate theaters all the rest of the year or something, you know, that'd be amazing. I told my dad one time that, like, for me, the measure of success for music would be, you know, if we could gain the respect of the people that I admired when learning to play, you know, so.
Who are some of those people?
Gillian Welsh, of course.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
You know, but if we could get to that level where we're playing those venues that us that we or I saw our heroes at, and you know, if we could ever make it into that sphere, it would be pretty amazing.
I have a prediction that you will. I think that's probably in your future, and you're willing to kind of pay the dues as you move along and evolve, but there will be a jumping point where you'll probably, and I think the booking agent is a great idea, just to take that off from you, and they have connections.
Yeah,
they
that have, I don't have.
I've seen it happen more and more. Like, I really like Lindsay Lou and the Flatbellies, mm-hmm. and I saw them take a giant leap, you know, in the last couple of years, where, because they did get an agent instead of the friend kind of booking person. Mm-hmm. So good job on that one. Oh, let's hear another song.
Sure. This song is called Constellations. And it's also going to be on that new record. It's one that we more or less kind of wrote together, I think, Chris and I. Yep. So, yeah, just a nice little tune.
About stars.
I want to hear the audience check clapping. That was great. Constellations.
Thank you.
Off from your new CD that's coming out in, or album coming out in October called Catacombs. And yeah, you'll have to come back. We'll have to have a CD release party here in Sandpoint.
Yeah.
That would be really great. Fun.
Absolutely.
So kind of tell your booking guy, person, that you want to do a West Coast tour, like, big time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. We'll count on that maybe in the spring.
I think that is sort of their plan.
Okay. We'll look forward to that. But send us a copy as soon as you get one out, and we'll put it in our playlist in our library. And Jack Peterson does the Norwester, which is a highlighting local music, and we consider you guys local. So.
Oh, thank you.
And this is 88.5 KRFY. This is listener-supported community radio for North Idaho. We're here live in the studio with Honeysuckle. That's Holly, Ben, and Chris. So what else do you want to tell us? What are some of the really cool venues that you've played recently?
We got to play the Pritzker Pavilion in Chicago. We opened for Drive-By Truckers, and that's the biggest show that we've ever played. So that was pretty special and pretty fun. We always love Club Passim, which is in Cambridge, Mass. I run sound there some nights, so I'm a little biased, but it's a nice folk club.
How many folks fit in? I see you mention that on Facebook quite a bit. How many people fit in that venue?
Well, that's Well, it's only about 100 people.
Okay.
But as the Sandpoint famous Craigie once said, always brag about a sellout. Nobody usually asks you about the capacity.
I've heard him say that, actually. So you can sell it out.
Yeah.
And what was this thing you did in Sioux Falls, South Dakota?
It was pretty neat. I just reached out on Facebook desperately because I don't know many people in the Dakotas. And someone recommended, it's called White Wall Sessions. They take applicants, and then they have a very pro studio, amazing cameras, and they do about 5 songs that they air later on like local TV stations. And then they do about 3 or more songs for radio and a podcast and an interview. And yeah, it was really, really nice. They have a lot of great acts on there.
I'll have to check it out and see if I can hear that podcast.
Yeah.
Get some clues on how to do good radio interviews, right?
Oh, you do terrific radio interviews.
Oh, thank you. And just again, let's talk about just briefly, you're playing all over here for the next few days. Tonight at
the
Bartlett in Spokane. I'm looking at my notes and they're kind of cryptic, but Saturday night at Evans Brothers starting at 7:30. We know where that is. They call it the Granary District.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows where it is because of the awesome coffee and really great music venue now. So
yeah.
And Sunday up at Schweitzer, that should be fun, beautiful up there. There may still be huckleberries up high, but you have to be pretty excited to go up there and get those. And then next Friday night at the Pearl Theater in Bonner's Ferry. That's a really nice venue, too.
Yeah, I'm very excited to play.
Yeah.
Play up there.
So let's hear another song. I guess this is one I did hear on Facebook, and it's Ben Burns song.
Yeah, it's the newest one that we're playing, and it'll be on that record as well.
And what's the name of it?
Beautiful Pain.
Beautiful.
Ben just changed the strings, so
yeah, my guitar is at a different elevation right now than it normally is. So.
That's right. It's something you have to consider. While they're tuning up, I'll just let you know we are live here in the studios. And this is 88.5 KRFY.
Got an E.
And this is Honeysuckle. We're going to hear a song by Ben Burns.
Our instruments had too much fun at the 219. That's what this sounds like.
Just waking up.
Killed over the key to the fall, outstretched in his sun-dipped and calloused right hand. Dead on the threshold of outside and in, how the sirens wailed, how the rain came again. No, I'm not afraid of the two-wheel machine that now I find rumbling under my feet. Who said a hill town could bury the song of the life that he sold, that his boy may stand strong? $1 bills, American skills,
the carpenter's boy.
7 long dreary days, 52 ways
to die without pay. How to break even when the work is all gone. I was born to live for, never meant to live long. Take care of the mother when it falls in my law, that I rise to my own with the peace that I saw. See that the fire is stoked in the dawn. You're the man of the past, now my body's gone.
Lord, let me die with the hammer and into in the flood. Finally comes, I can wash from the roof. $1 bills, American skills,
the carpenter's boy.
2 long dreary years, flesh disappears,
the house is still standing.
See that dollar it kills, cities to mills,
the carpenter's boy.
7 long dreary days,
song. That was Beautiful Pain, written by Ben Burns and played by Honeysuckle here live in the studios of 88.5 KRFY. You know, while you were playing that, I was watching Chris play the mandolin, and you are really good on that mandolin.
Thank you.
So it is your instrument for sure. And
so,
you know, we have a banjo, we have a mandolin and a guitar, and I was just thinking, KRFY has a bluegrass show, which is the KRFY Bluegrass Show on Tuesday nights, and I was thinking of DJing it and really kind of forming it into what is bluegrass. Mm-hmm. You all have bluegrass instruments, but you're not playing bluegrass.
No.
So you went to school and learned all about music and genres and things like that, and yours is very eclectic. Mm-hmm. You're bringing in all kinds of different feels to the music, but what is bluegrass? What did you learn about that? What makes bluegrass bluegrass?
Oh, what is bluegrass?
This is up-tempo.
Lots of soloing.
Okay.
There's definitely like a heritage history, like a lot
of you've got to have a knowledge
of
the songs.
I know are basically like walking songbooks and historians about the music, which I think is really cool, about you know, like the Bluegrass Festival vibe is like you can kind of walk into a semicircle or a circle of people and just like pick up a tune, which I think is pervasive in a lot of genres, but especially in bluegrass.
Yeah, that standard is just like jazz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So that's
They can just call out a fiddle, the name of a fiddle tune, and everybody, like 50 fiddlers, know it.
Right.
You know?
And if we were there, we'd be standing there with our hands in our pockets.
I don't know.
You haven't studied all those fiddle tunes.
That's hard. You know,
we should have.
Well, it's different than what you're doing, and just for a few seconds, we're going to wrap this up your last song, but. What are some of the things that you're really proud of that you've accomplished this year since it's been about a year since we've seen you and you already talked about what you're looking forward to releasing your new album in October, Catacombs, but places you've played, people have told you things, you've had awards. I know you applied for the small desk or the
tiny desk. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, we'll keep applying.
I think they'd really love you guys.
Yeah, that's on our bucket list.
Everyone applied, though, just so you know.
Yeah. Oh, it's so fun. I love the you meet so many people. I guess since we've been here, there's a lot of things we're proud of. We got nominated for 2 Boston Music Awards in the Folk and Americana categories, which, you know, alongside people that we really respect. So that was... felt really nice.
That was for Best Folk Artist and Best Americana Artist categories.
Yeah. So we were really happy with that. Really, it was very kind of them. We were also, for 2016, we were mentioned by NPR as one of the top 10 bands of 2016 so far. Alongside people that like Margaret Glasby, really cool people. So that really blew us away. That was really awesome.
Congratulations for that. That is big. Very big.
Thank you. Things like that. We've just met so many kind people on the road. You pack up and you live in your car and you become vulnerable to the world. But when you're that vulnerable, you meet the kindest people who are willing to cook you breakfast, even though they've only known you for an hour and, put you up in their home and keep you safe from the elements. So that's been really special, you think the world is a cruel place, but it's full of more nice people, I think.
That is so nice. It kind of feeds your Americana soul.
Yeah.
You know, and lets you know that you're in the right place doing the right thing at the right time.
Yeah.
So, well, anything else you want to say?
As far as accomplishments or things we're proud of or just in general?
Just anything.
In general.
Thank you. I love you, everybody.
Thank you for having us. Yeah, it's really awesome. Thank you.
Super pleasure. And we're going to go out with a song that is a cover song, actually, Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
No. Just Neil Young.
Just Neil Young. Okay. So, and the name of it is Tell Me Why.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And we're just going to say goodbye. Thank you for coming in. Best of luck on the road. Can't wait to see you again and get your album in October and have fun. I'll probably see you tomorrow night at Evans Brothers just because I need more.
Oh, yeah.
Honeysuckle. Right?
And pizza.
And I like supporting music, live music. So come on down to Evans Brothers tomorrow night. 7:30.
Sailing hardships through broken harbors, out on the waves in the night. Still the searcher must ride the dark horse, racing along in his fright. Tell me why. me love.